And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 28th of June, 2016. It's the birthday of the man who wrote Man is Born Free, and Everywhere He Is in Chains, who believed that modern progress had corrupted rather than improved mankind. In his book on the origin of inequality, he wrote that civilization had led to most of what was wrong with people, that living in a society led to envy, that owning property led to social inequality, possessions led to poverty, and so forth. And who believe that government is unfairly weighted in favor of the rich. Jean-Jacques Rousseau, born in Geneva in 1712, his most famous book was The Social Contract, which had a big effect on the French Revolution. They adopted the slogan from Rousseau, liberty, equality, and fraternity. It was in the early hours of this day in 1969, the Stonewall riots broke out in New York City, in Greenwich Village. The Stonewall Inn was a popular hangout for gays, lesbians, transvestites in the late 60s. And early in the morning on this day, 1969, police raided the bar on the premise that it was selling alcohol without a liquor license. It was the third raid on a gay bar in Greenwich Village in a very short period of time. And this time, when the cops arrived, the patrons did not disperse. They fought back. The police barricaded themselves inside the bar. And in retrospect, it was considered the beginning of the gay rights movement. The first gay pride parades were held on this date in Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, and elsewhere. A witness at the time said, "We weren't going to be walking meekly in the night and letting them shove us around. The bottom line was, we weren't going to go away, and we didn't." It's the birthday of Gilda Radner, Detroit, 1946. Moved to Toronto, joined an improv comedy troupe there, Second City, where she met John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd, and the three of them became part of the original cast of Saturday Night Live in 1975. It's the birthday of the composer Richard Rodgers, born in New York, 1902, who collaborated with Oscar Hammerstein and Lawrence Hart, with Lawrence Hart on 26 Broadway musicals, including Pal Joey, and with Hammerstein on many others, Oklahoma, South Pacific, The Sound of Music. And it's the birthday of the spy novelist Eric Ambler, London, 1909, author of The Dark Frontier, Passage of Arms, and other books. A friend of his told him, "Never read very good writers when you are trying yourself to write good trash. You'll only get depressed." Here's a poem by Barry Spax, Looking at a Lizard. My only purpose this moment is looking at a lizard. Does he know he's not alone? He breathes with tiny push-ups, his skin all hairline caverns, soaking up the sun. I doubt, alive, I'm liable to get closer to timelessness than this, looking at a little lizard breathing. Looking at a Lizard by Barry Spax, from his collection Shaping Water, published by Gunpowder Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Organic Valley, a co-op of family farmers bringing organic half and half to America's morning coffee since 1988. Organic Valley, bringing the good. And by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games, from scientists working with university researchers to push cognitive research forward. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.